Maybe I'm Southern Rail's backup preacher instead. We are all in this together. Music is but one very important way where we can feel literally connected as we engage in the act of singing, enjoying together the rhythm and the tones of music. Together is a sentiment that I want us to think about as we focus on this morning's ministerial meanderings. This month's theme is all about transformation. Transformation is rather a big and fancy word that basically means, in its simplest form, to change. Humankind is of multiple mindsets with regard to any topic, but when it comes to change and transformation, we can become even more divided and somewhat contentious. I mean, who wants to change? Raise your hand. Who wants to change? Wow, that's impressive. Especially when things are good. Who wants to change? Yeah, see? Yep, I know it. One would think that after so much time on this planet that our ancestors would have figured it out and taught us in a practical manner that all things change and that change is not such a bad thing. With the advance of science and somewhat of an understanding about evolution, we should have become resigned to the fact that change is inevitable. Every minute of every day, change. The Buddha shared in every possible way known to humankind that all things are impermanent, changes, and yet even with this consistent message of impermanence, many feel that and think that change is the worst possible thing, while others might believe that change is the best possible outcome, while still others realize that change is neither good nor bad, but the circumstances of change are based on any given moment. I often remind myself, especially during times of great and difficult change, of an ancient Taoist teaching that explains this. I'll start with once upon a time. A Chinese farmer worked hard in his fields. He saved and saved his money to buy a fine horse. This horse he believed would help him in his farming and would pull his cart to take the vegetables to market. Long after the horse came to live with the farmer, he ran away. A neighbor, you know the neighbor, comes over and says, "Oh, that's bad news." The farmer replied, "Good news, bad news, who can say?" The neighbor, certain that the horse running away is a bad thing, wanders away feeling badly for his friend. Within the week, the horse comes back and brings a herd of horses with him. "Good news," says the neighbor. The farmer says, "We'll see." Farmer asks his son to train the new wealth of horses he has, which the son goes to do, but in the process is thrown off the horse and badly breaks his leg. What does the neighbor say? "So sorry for your bad news." Good news, bad news, who can say? At this point, the neighbor thinks the farmer is kind of a goof. Wanders away mumbling to himself about how this tragedy could never be good. In a week or so, the emperor's men traveling the countryside come to the little town and take every able-bodied young man to fight in the war. The farmer's son is spared. Any ideas what the farmer said? Good news, bad news, who can say? And this is how life goes. We experience something and we think that it's a good thing, but then maybe it leads to a bad thing or a challenging thing, which in turn leads to a string of better things. Whatever comes may, in fact, in those first moments, could feel either good or bad, and will probably feel different for each one of us. The key that in this moment we cannot know what the next moment might bring. I ask you, don't be so quick to define this moment. Only the future will tell us what this moment might actually turn out to be, a good thing or a bad thing. There is an important difference, or maybe better described as a nuance, between change and transformation. Change is as basic to us as the beating of our hearts. A valve opens, a valve closes. a constant state of change. Transformation, on the other hand, is change that leads to more than just a state of the moment. It is a change that is accompanied by gained wisdom that changes our minds and who we are becoming. Change, transformation. The Chinese farmer in the story knew this, that with each change in circumstance, there was a change for gain, the chance for gained wisdom, and no telling what might come next, and whether this new circumstance awaiting him and us might be good or bad, or maybe it might just be what it is. If you do not like your current state, just wait. Kind of like the weather, all things change. Good news, bad news, who can say? The most important byproduct of change is the wisdom that we gain, and that is the true reward. I think of Chad, change. What this is that makes everything change is our interpretation of it. And it must also be true that we each grow, we each change, we each transform. And it makes me ask this question, if change is so real, and yet we don't really understand it in the moment, what about our perceptions? Am I a good person? Are you? Is that other person bad, or are they good as well? Can we tell if a person is good or bad just by looking at them? Can we? How they dress, where they went to school, what kind of car they drive, where they live. Change and transformation are complicated to begin with, but add in a person's identity, and it's very difficult to see the difference between a good person, a bad person, and are there such hard and fast certainties when we turn to judge one another? There are moments when a good person may do bad things, and there are also moments when a notoriously bad person may just surprise us. I hope for those moments. A time it may present itself when things shift, and another might seem absolutely out of character in their behavior. This important lesson resides within our first Unitarian Universalist principle, which calls us to affirm the inherent worth and dignity of all people. Because each and every person is important. Implicated in this principle resides the wisdom that it's not our place to judge one another, ever. There is no caveat in the first principle that speaks of good or bad, because we know that these concepts of good and bad are transient, ever-changing. They are situational. I learned this when I was young and have had this understanding confirmed throughout my life. So here is my story of how I first encountered good and bad. I was about 5 or 6 years old. I had washed my father's car with him several times, enjoying the opportunity to help. Plus, I loved the suds, let's just be honest. Thus, one day, I was out in the yard by myself, and I came to the conclusion that I was going to surprise my dad and do a good deed and try to wash my father's car by myself. I got the bucket. I got the sponge. I filled it with water from the hose. I took the half-full bucket out to the car, went in search for some soap in the garage, because any good car wash needs suds, and I like the suds. I found what I thought looked like dry soap. You know, the kind, poured in water, dissolves, poof suds. I took the pourable container out to the bucket, poured in the soap, began stirring, expecting suds, being sorely disappointed. Poured in more, stirring, hoping for suds, sorely disappointed. Added more, well, the whole bottle, okay? Eventually, giving up on the suds altogether, I was still committed. I began washing, more like grinding what I was later told was salt, into the surface of my father's brand new car. No oil. No oil. I was a good kid trying to do a good thing and ended up wrecking the finish on the right side of my father's car before he caught me. No ill intentions, I was just trying to help. My father was a champ. He was mad as a wet hen. But how could he fault me for wanting to do what I thought was the right thing? He loved me in spite of myself, and it took my father gently teaching me the difference between driveway salt and soap for me to get it. Soap cleans the car, Margie. Salt corrodes the car. I wasn't sure I knew what corroded meant, but a lifelong lesson I still carry with me till this day. But beyond the nature of salt, I also learned that I can grow, and I do not have to be judged by my mistakes. I can learn from them, and they can ultimately transform me. The uneven rusting of my father's car was a daily reminder for years, but not a bad one, because I was the one that got to see the rusted side, because it was on the right. And it would always remind me of my father's patience and his love. Since this experience, there have been two lessons that I consistently learned over and over in my life. One is that I can never know it all, salt, soap. Two is I need others to help me gain perspective, the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom to be my very best self. It is almost impossible for one to transform in a vacuum without the engagement of others. We need one another, whether those others be at school or work, the meeting house here, in our family, or in our neighborhood. It is in our sharing with one another that we progress. Even when we face into life's most difficult trials, or if that other is the cause of our duress, or they challenge us to our very core, there is something that we can learn from one another, some wisdom that we can gain. That is why I call us, at the beginning of our annual pledge drive, which starts today, to commit to sharing our time and treasure with one another here at First Parish. Let us be mindful of how we can help, how we are supported by one another, how we transform in relationship with one another, and how important we are each in this world. Our willingness to care for and about one another makes us kind of like superheroes of love. Superheroes of love. Got that, kids? At the very least, we are agents of change. Each making mistakes, learning, transforming, being afraid, facing into fear, understanding what it's all about, and moving forward. Each one of us is making a difference. And sometimes we don't even know how much of a difference we're making, but we're making a difference anyway. As we strive towards the good, always the good, even though we sometimes fall into the bad by accident. Like the many wise sages who came before us, they wondered, they learned, and they shared. The lessons are somewhat similar, that we are all in this together, that we need one another, even those who we disagree with. We need one another to be strong at times, to be patient for sure, to be compassionate always, and to be the personification of love incarnate. Thank you for being on this journey together, seeking and sharing all the good, bad, and indifferent along the way. I invite us to take a few moments in silent reflection and prayer. For this we pray, may it be so. Amen.